Chit-Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
The Academy Awards, commonly known as Oscars, were first presented in 1929. It is a nice bunch of artistic honors, 24 to be specific, that are given every year to great achievers in the world of cinema. Though at the beginning it was broadcast only on radio, as of 1953 it has been televised and nowadays even stream-lived online and on TV simultaneously in more than 200 countries all over the world. During one night, the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles becomes the center of the solar system, where all the stars and celebrities arrive in hope for recognition and a golden statuette. As befits such a ceremony, every detail is precisely discussed, practiced, and checked. But still, faux pas happen from time to time, and this year's ceremony was not an exception. For a few days after the famous 89th gala, Warren Beatty was the talk of the town when he announced the winner for the Best Picture. It has been recorded as one of the greatest mistakes ever. Nonetheless, if you take a closer look at previous ceremonies, they were also full of awkward situations, unexpected twists of action, faux pas, and even accidents. Definitely, red carpet arrivals are worth mentioning here. The place where all the camera flashes try to catch a glimpse of the stars so that later on the whole world can make a comment on design dresses. In 2016, for example, Charlize Theron attracted everybody's attention wearing a long red dress with a plunging neckline by Dior. 2013, and Jennifer Lawrence. She distracted everybody's attention when, wearing an enormously long dress, she tripped up the stairs while heading onto the stage. You won't believe that, but again, it was Dior to be blamed for. For a moment, I started even to think of Dior's curse during the Oscar gala. Dresses, haircut, falls, but also speeches are worth mentioning. The content of the speech is one thing, but what if you actually can't hear it properly because the winner starts weeping, sobbing, and sniveling while speaking, as for example Gwyneth Paltrow. We can also distinguish the group of so-called no-comers, like Marlon Brando, for example, who didn't show up to accept his Best Actor rewards for The Godfather. Later on, he explained that it was his protest against improper treatment of American Indians by the film industry. So, as you can see, this year faux pas was one of many. But who said we cannot make mistakes, especially during Oscars gala?
Chit-Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.